All Eyes on Fishing with Mitch Peterson, Josh Sheldon, and Brad Qualley, leading you to the next level.
Hey everybody, welcome back to All Eyes on Fishing. We're still in the fall mode, still thinking fall. But what we're doing is we've had some listeners say, hey, we just want to hear you guys talk about fishing a little bit. We're like, I kind of thought that's what we were talking about. But that's all we talk about.
I know.
So that it was a little confused. So that started off emailing back and forth. Like, that's kind of our whole thing. And he's like, no. Tell me some stories, some good things that have happened. So we said, why not? Let's talk about some of the, we have so many good experiences throughout the year, but we're going to kind of, let's narrow it down to a fall and talk about some things that we've done that really made it a memorable experience within the last several years. And
favorite fall trip.
There you go. Favorite fall
trip.
And
it can be to your local, gravel pit, or it could be to, wherever your favorite lake is right before the ice comes on.
Whatever. Well, and I think this will hopefully inspire some people, too, to share some stories with us. I mean, we get a lot of emails on how to, but it's cool when we see some of the, hey, guys, this is what I've experienced. So,
hey, I've got a quick memory. It's not a long story or anything, so I'm going to throw it out there. But so we were back in Minnesota.
It's almost like it just flashed into his head. Well,
It did. That's exactly what happened. So I got to get it out before it's gone again. We're on the shore fishing after a day of pheasant hunting and stuff and back home. And we've got great big Blue Creek chubs on in a split sinker, a sliding sinker.
Are you taking my story?
No, okay. No. So that's how we're fishing for them. And all of a sudden I got a bite, right? And I let out line and was taking it. And I went to close the bail, took up all the slack, set the hook, nothing there. But I kind of felt that, like when you're hooked on a weed, kind of. And I was like, oh man, pulled it out of his mouth. So I reeled in to check my bait. Okay,
you're actually reeling right now.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah, did just use hands.
He's
really so, reliving.
We need to make this live or good video because it's funny because Mitch is all animated.
I'm even disappointed right now because I missed that bite. Well, I reel in to check my bait, and we're talking, they're nice big three and a half inch Blue Creekers.
Yeah.
And this thing was still on my hook, but its belly was laid open like somebody took a fillet knife its gills to its hole.
Mr. Pike or Mr. Walleye?
Oh, Mr. Walleye.
No, 100%. That had to be a bluegill.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, cropping. But it was awesome. And I got to see kind of the carnage that they can cause.
Did you remember what month it was?
It was October. Yeah, it was about right now. It was shortly after pheasant opener in Minnesota.
Yeah, is that when the pheasant opener is? Is October?
Yep. They're whacking them right now.
Yeah. Out there blasting and reeling. That's what October is, right? Blasting and reeling. You're blasting deer.
Well, that's my story. That's why I was like, he's getting into it because I had a hunt and fishing story.
Well, most people call it blast and cast, Josh. No, blast and reel. Hey, he's trying.
Blasting cast. All right, here we go. October blasting cast. We need a shirt. All Eyes. October blasting cast.
We had a request too from. And this is a little off topic, but when we put out a picture probably 2 months ago on Facebook. You did when me and you went fishing. The whole dock was blocked up, and man, did that take on its own conversation, right?
It's huge.
And my wife said, you guys need to make an All Eyes shirt that says dock blocked. you want a shirt that says dock blocked.
You dock blocker.
You dock blocking me.
I was laughing. I go, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that'd be pretty funny. That'd be a big seller.
Dock blocked.
Hey, speaking of creek chubs, did you guys happen to see we had some conversation on Facebook about what kind of minnows work best at different areas, different regions. Mm-hmm. Kind of falls in the line with that whole, idea that we did on the podcast about colors and regions, mm-hmm. Whether it's different colors for the Midwest as opposed to different colors out West, as opposed to colors on the east side of, Erie and the Pennsylvania side or whatever. But they were talking about the difference between chubs and shiners and different types of baits. You guys have any thoughts on that before we get rolling?
Chubs work and shiners don't.
Really? Is that fall, spring, or is that just Minnesota?
I'm not even talking Minnesota. I'm talking here. It's, and none of the minnows really work that great here compared to back home.
Not great.
I've never been a big fan of shiners. They die.
They die. They're really sissy minnows.
Yeah.
You never, if you don't mind them being dead, And you just want to put them on for some sort of scent or flash on some sort of jigging, you know, presentation, then okay. Yeah, but other than that.
And out here in Colorado, it seems like the fathead minnows are more like crappie minnows from Minnesota. Right. Pretty small, usually.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't get anything big. Sometimes we get sucker minnows, and the sucker ones work pretty well. If you're going to let them sit out there and swim, they'll get inhaled if you get one to go for bigger fish. But yeah, it's hard for us because, like you said, I don't use a lot of minnows. I mean, that's just something that my minnow bait well on my boat. I don't, you just know, once a year, once a year I turn it on to make sure it still pumps water, and that's about all the use it gets. So it's my trash can the rest of the year, you know.
Well, you want my thoughts on that?
Let's hear Brad's thoughts.
Deep thoughts with Brad Quill.
I concur. That easy. Yeah.
There we go.
Minnows.
There we go.
All done.
Minnows.
Next topic.
No, there is. I don't mind them ice fishing a little bit, but.
Yeah, no, I don't mind them ice fishing.
Yeah. Because they're doing a little bit of work for you, but other than that, nah.
Well, and early,
they got no room on the boat.
No stinking room. You know, early spring, they work well.
They do.
They work well in Wyoming.
But shiners?
Yeah.
You know what? I'll fish shiners, like, if that's all I have. You're like, yeah, sounds great. And you're thinking, yeah.
If your buddy's got some.
Well, and there's a definite.
Thanks for bringing the shiners, bud. You're thinking, you idiot.
Yeah. You could have bought so much other stuff. Yeah, the hard part is that, you know, you start to, I mean, there's a definite countdown, right? Like, you're like, okay, 20 left. And if you got a bite going, you're like, okay, 6 left. You know, now you're starting to be like, all right, this son of a bitch is going overboard.
It's a little different stress than when you've got crawlers.
Yeah, exactly.
You can start ripping crawlers in half and stuff. Yeah. With minnows, it's different.
Well, and you can use the fake crawlers. Right?
Yeah.
And they work all right, like the Berkeley Gulp, but they work. Yeah, they work good.
Sure.
But you like the fake minnows?
Yeah.
Come on, the packaged ones? Yeah. You're like, no.
No, yeah, not those.
You just got to know how to shake it to make it look like he's wiggling.
How did we get off on that?
I don't know. Let's hear some more stories. How about
I get
a story?
Into the stories, I sent you guys a picture yesterday when I was at Sportsman's. And did you see what I got? I've never used them.
No.
But that's because we're in fall. Yeah, you did. You saw them. They're
I saw what you sent, but I've never seen them in person.
Yeah.
Go ahead, tell them what it is.
It's a jigging wrap made by Acme. I don't know what it is, but it looks like one, and I'm going to try it.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool. It's got a little different shape.
It does a little bit, you know, and we've been doing really, really well with the puppet minnows now.
Right.
Because maybe that's a little bit different when we talk about desensitized. So I saw those, and I was like, yo.
Yeah.
So they bought the fishermen for sure.
Yeah. Well, and that's another thing, too, is, you know, shout out to some of these maybe it's just the chain stores more, but dude, jigging wraps, puppet minnows, all these other ones, these are not ice fishing bait strictly. Get that stuff out on your shelves. Gosh, dang it. Nothing I hate worse than going to start to stock up, especially this time of year. I mean, we use them all year, right? We use them if it's tough in the summer or tough in the spring. And we don't have them out yet. That's ice fishing stuff. Or if they do have them, they have real small ones.
Yep.
You know,
and this one's a tad on the small side, but it was it's their brand, so I tried it because it's a little thicker. But we'll see.
Yeah,
I don't know, get them out though.
I can't wait to try it.
Well, I know. Last week, me and my son went out. We were just casting from shore out at Chatfield. Didn't catch anything, but it was more time. I mean, that's probably one of a good trip, spending some time with my boy because older now you never get to. But we were casting those. I was casting puppet minnows and just got banged once. We only had like 45 minutes to fish, but. It was good times.
Quick trip.
So we do, we do use them from shore too, and they work fine.
Pretty soon he'll be sitting out there as Grandpa.
Grandpa.
Grandpa Brad.
Snake.
Grandpa
here, Brad. I got one on for you, Grandpa. Here you go, reel it in.
Yeah, here you go, Grandpa. Uncle Mitch is in here. I guess you can reel this in.
So send us what I was getting at before Mitch told the story, but I want to make sure I get to this is share some of your stories too because they're good to put out, and we'd like to hear other success stories and other memorable trips that you guys had.
Right.
But I do have one, and this was a few years ago.
Sorry, sir, are you going to start?
Is this go ahead.
No, go ahead. No, it's all you.
No, if you're all
wound
up.
No, I'm ready. I'm just here listening. That's all. Go ahead.
Brad, go. Brad,
okay,
go.
My turn.
I've got to be a mediator sometimes.
If you want to cross the table, I'd punch you. But you're bigger. I'd probably lose that battle. But anyway. So, can I go?
Yeah, go.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, my permission.
It's not that great of a story.
No, I know. All right, Mitch, your turn.
You just ruined it. Yeah. But, so, no, this is a fall one, too, and it's we were out turkey hunting in the morning, and we weren't pheasant hunting, turkey hunting this time of year.
Bird hunting.
So we got out super early, and I was fishing with a buddy named Brian. We were out in, or hunting and fishing with a buddy named Brian out in Nebraska, and we got up early, you know, because birds coming out of the roost. We had an idea at this land kind of where they go to, and there's a farm pond on there. And he goes, hey, this guy's property has a great crappie pond. I'm like, perfect. I go, let's whack these birds quick then and go fishing. So he's like, okay. So he did bring minnows.
Yes.
This is Nebraska.
Hey, that's prepared.
Oh, yeah. He brought minnows. We got our reels. We got our shotguns. We get out there.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah. It was a great day. Yeah. We should go do that right now. But so we get out there, and sure enough, we're behind some big old rolled hay bales and just kind of waiting for the sun to come up, and we hear the birds going and coming out of the roost. And it's fall, of course, so we sneak up on them, and we end up each getting our bird. Like right away, it was awesome. So we get the birds, dress them, put them in the back of trucks, grab the poles, the minnows. We walk down, and it was unbelievable the slabbers we were catching one after another. As soon as that bobber would hit the water,
gone.
It was gone. It was like, this awesome. Is the best.
Yeah.
We didn't keep any of the crappies. We threw them all back because the guy that owned the property didn't want us harvesting. He said you can keep a couple, but I don't know.
He's growing them big.
Yeah, that's why he got slabbers.
I wasn't complaining. I was like, good enough. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But we probably caught, I don't know. Well, we went through all the minnows, and what was funny is then we put on tube jigs and we're casting. Nah.
Really?
They wanted minnows.
They wanted.
It was super aggressive, but that's just how it goes sometimes. You just, whatever it is, just turn them on. But we probably caught, I don't know, 40, 50 slabbers in an hour and a half. It was awesome.
That does sound
awesome. That was a great trip.
Yeah, I'll never forget one of my favorite fall walleye trips. And this is kind of what changed my mind about fall fishing. So forever, you know, fall fishing for me was, because I didn't have a boat, so it made it a little bit tougher at times. But it was just tough. Like
this must have been when you were younger then, because you've had a boat for some time.
Yeah, I've had a boat for a long time. And actually, this is not too far after I got my first boat. But growing up, it was just tough. You know, I lived not far from a great walleye lake. And it just couldn't get
great smallmouth.
Yeah, well, but that's what we used to catch. So the smallmouth were so big and so aggressive that, you know, you couldn't keep them off your jigs long enough to catch the walleyes. I mean, it was just, they would hammer.
Darn.
Was a tough girl. But but it definitely was different, right? So we spent the fall catching huge slab smallmouth, but not many walleye. And so that's kind of how I viewed the fall. And I really, you know, I used to think by Halloween or just before Halloween, man, you reeled them up, you put your poles up for the winter, and you brought them back out in April, more or less. And so when I got a boat.
Because he did nice fish.
He does nice fish.
I do not nice fish.
He's going to this year.
He is this year. We're getting you out of the hard water.
He doesn't even know.
Next thing you know, he's going to spend $1,000 in gear.
Awesome. Hey, Junior, we're going to bring you to the mall to buy you a new blouse. And then we'll bring him straight to the lake.
He'll be dressed for it.
A new blouse. So, look what I have to deal with. So
I'm sorry. Uncalled for.
Uncalled for. But anyway, so when I got the boat and it was fall, you know, people were like, oh yeah, it's fall, best time. And I used to think, you know, this is when you winterize it and put it away, you know, because I just didn't catch many fish and I didn't live where I lived before. So I had a different lake and I didn't know much about it. And, you know, here, usually in the fall, the lakes drop quite a bit.
Man, are they dropping?
Yeah. And so, you know, the fishing gets kind of tough. So I go out, and it was a bye week for the Broncos, which that always makes it tough because, you know, especially when you have kids, you know, Saturdays are for, you know, whatever athletic thing they're in or whatever, and Sunday's a Bronco day. So, you know, it's kind of hard to get out. And you know, if you watch the Vikings, you don't have to worry because they lose all the time, and it doesn't matter.
I was just going to say, you know, the best thing about a Bronco bye week is they won't lose.
Shut up.
So anyways – So we go out into bye week, and my dad goes with me, and I was determined. And so we just searched the lake, found a point that came out that, you know, you wouldn't know was there because the water's usually up, and it's usually 25 feet deep. Top of it was just coming out. It extended down to the lake about 25, 30 feet from shore, but it was just under the surface, and it gradually went off. You know, that perfect walleye, that gravelly rock, perfect. And we came in off that point and caught one, maybe two fish, which was bonus, right? Any fish in the fall was a bonus. On a jig head and half a crawler on the Northland Fireball jig heads, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, that's, you know, heck, that's a pretty decent day. If we catch anything, I'm down with that. And so we came into the cup of the point as it came back in towards shore and moved up a touch shallower than what we were off the point. Ended up fishing about anywhere between 8 to 10 feet. and it was just two rods a piece, one after another. Just, I mean, you would hook one, and then you'd...
You're just throwing them out and letting it sit on the
bottom. Just dropping
it
straight down and just barely moving the boat. Just, I mean, mm-hmm. so slow, right? So your jig head, you can feel it tick off every rock. And, I mean, it was insane. It was, you'd hook one and stick it underneath your leg, you know, because we were sitting down. You stick it underneath your leg, and you'd hook the other one and stick it underneath your leg and reel one in and unhook it, and then bring the other one up and hook it. Take a Nightcrawler, split in half, put one on each,
drop
it back down,
days.
And then just bam, bam. I mean, it was insane. And, you know, nothing huge, right? Nothing, I don't think we got anything over 18 or 19 inches maybe was the biggest.
Doesn't matter.
Most of them right around that 16 to 17 inch mark. But it was one of those, you know, 100 fish days. You go through 4 dozen Nightcrawlers split in half, so 8 dozen Nightcrawlers total, and it's just done. I just never forget, my hands were... black from the Nightcrawler.
Because you don't have time to wash them off.
Nope. Because
you're just constantly going.
And it's just,
those are the best days.
Yeah,
nails are just
settled
full
into
of
your
it.
Creases of your fingers. Yeah, and it's the you best. Know, and it's just, and you're in the front of the boat looks like carnage, right? In the back of the boat, because my dad, you know, he was messy all the time anyways, right? So back there, it looks like a second grader ate lunch, right? It's just stuff strewn all over.
I'm mentally picturing it.
Well, we've all been there.
Yeah. So, but I mean, what a day. I mean, that was the day where I said, okay, fall fishing's pretty cool. I think I can do this.
So interesting, though. What was the date, would you say?
I would say it was probably like October 13th, 14th, somewhere
so
right now.
Almost identical to right now. Yep. And we were just talking about crawlers and this and that. And, you know, that's the thing. They were feeding. And I'll bet you if you had jigging wraps on.
Sure.
I bet it wouldn't have mattered in that case because they were they were grubbing.
Yeah, and this was long before jigging wraps had ever come out. You know, this is back when it would have been maybe more spoons. I agree. I think it was, but I think the key was, and you know, I don't know if this is really the key, but this is the key in my mind, is that we were moving so slow. But I didn't try moving fast because when you're catching them that like that, who cares, right?
Yeah, why change it?
Right, exactly. And I mean, it must have been a school of fish that was just, and that's back before I had really good graphs. I had some older Lowrances on my boat, and you know, it was kind of one of those deals where.
Well, an 8 foot of water too, you're not going
to
mark them.
No, and you didn't mark much. And so, but we
you didn't
move around,
need to,
and yeah,
like, they're here.
Yeah, and it was just, you know, one of those days where you become really good. I hadn't fished a whole lot out of this new boat, and. You know, you become really good at running the electric.
You bonded.
You know? Yeah, we bonded a lot. Like, I mean, it was, you started to figure out some boat control and if the wind came up and, you know, and you're, and like you said, you know, the fall is perfect because a lot of guys go out hunting. So we were out there by ourselves.
Yeah. That's
I mean,
what's
it was
nice
just,
it
was like one of those 62 degree days in the middle of October where it's perfect, no wind, and hammered them until we were out of Nightcrawlers and almost out of daylight. It was just a
yeah,
great
we've
day.
All had days like that where you're out there and it's just like, man, what in
the heck
is
what's
going today?
What's
up? I want this to happen again.
Yeah, well, wherever
it will.
Yeah.
You just got to get out there. Yep. But it's one of those days that the day before they might not have been in that spot. You could add your 2-3 fish and you'd been like, man, that's a pretty good
sure.
day.
Yep. Sure. Well, and that's the key, right? That's what we're talking about.
Yes.
That's what we preach here, right? Is the consistency. So now the challenge is, how do I go out and do that all the time? Like, how do I go out and consistently have days, maybe not quite that good, but close? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that's where the walleye fishing becomes a challenge, is because, like you said, you can stumble across a day like that and think, ooh, that was great. I mean, I can remember it like it was, you know, yesterday we went out and did it. Mm-hmm. But it was probably 15 years ago. So it's like, wow, you know, I mean, it may even be longer. I mean, it was may even been closer to 20 years ago. But it's just something I think about that was just one of those turning points where I thought, oh, I guess walleye fishing in the fall can be good.
Oh yeah.
You know? No, that's that was the walleye hook. It hooked you in the fall fishing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the spring and summer was a no brainer. And you know, and I think maybe that was the year we all met. We had just started fishing walleye tournaments. And
well, that would have probably been more in the 15 year range then. Don't you think?
I think it's been close to
20. No, it's close to 20.
It's really close to 20.
Yep.
I think it's either 18 or 19.
Wow, long time ago. Time flies.
It does.
Now
it's,
look at
it's
us.
It's kind of crazy. I know.
Sitting in while I won. Wish I could punch Josh.
Out of love, though. Out of love. All right, go ahead, Mitch.
Well, I've got a great one. So this is a special story for me. It's the thank you walleye. Mm-hmm. So my dad was killed in a plane accident in November 22nd in 94, right? Mm-hmm. So horrible. I hope no one has to go through something like that. Well, so fast forward 10 years later, it's 2004. I'm out here in Colorado, And that fall, I got invited to go on a trip with a group of guys from Minnesota to Lake Tobin. So right away, I was like, hey, do you want to go, Mitch? Ding. All I'm thinking is big slob. Here comes my 10-pounder, right?
Well, tell us about
filling
Lake Tobin.
Filling up the gas now.
Yeah,
filling
up. Tell us. I don't know what Lake Tobin is.
Oh, Lake Tobin up in Saskatchewan. It's a world-renowned trophy walleye.
Oh, yeah. We actually had somebody send us an email about fishing on Lake Tobin.
Well, dude, this was back when it was peaking. You know, some of the other hot spots weren't even coming on yet. That was the spot.
Yeah.
And so I was excited. Well, about a week before the trip, I got a call. Well, the dad in the group that decided he wasn't going to go, he changed his mind and he's going. So guess who got booted out of the trip? So we're talking devastation, right?
Yeah.
I had my heart set on it. It was going to happen.
He called me and he's like, Mom.
Yeah.
I'm like, it'll be all right, bud.
Like getting dumped right before prom.
Yeah, we got a lake 10 minutes from our house. We're fine.
Yeah, like, I'll never catch a big walleye. I turned the tide on that. I was like, okay. Fine, I can't get one now. I'm going to catch my giant right here in my backyard, Chatfield Reservoir.
Yeah.
And it's just a matter of putting in the time and the effort and consistency, and it's going to happen, right? So that fall, I'm telling you, I was a freak. I spent so much time out in the Greenpeace, a 14-foot 1955 Lone Star with the 10-horse Honda, pulling with boards out a mile off each side of that thing, putting in the time for my big walleye, right? And I caught some nice fish, but not the trophy. And fall's slipping away.
Right.
It's getting later and later. And I'd con buddies to come with me. These are work nights. You know, this is back when I guess I was younger and I could fish until 2 a.m. and still get up and go to work.
At 5, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Well, all of a sudden, it was Thanksgiving week, pretty much. That week, we put in some time and I was with guys. And we caught some nice fish, and we missed some giants, and it was like, oh, it's prime. We're talking pre-full moon. It was the night before the full moon. So on the 22nd, it was the 10-year anniversary of my dad getting killed, and I was at work, and I was like, you know, I just don't feel it tonight. Right. I'm going to, you know, it's kind of sad or whatever, you know, and then all of a sudden, it kind of turned around like, no, that's where I need to be. That's, you know, dad would want me to be out there going for what I want, you know, my dream.
Right.
So I asked a buddy if he'd go, and he's like, I'll go. And sure enough, we jumped in the boat, and we trolled. We caught a few fish, nothing spectacular, but a lot of quiet time sitting there thinking, right?
Yeah.
You know, and that's one of the things I love about fishing. It's kind of my time to –
the drone of the motor.
You think. Well, right about 10 o'clock, we headed across the lake. I'm pulling a bait that's no more than 4, maybe 5 feet under the surface.
Yeah.
Over 25, 30 feet of water. And all of a sudden, my clicker started going. And I looked to the left, and my board's just hanging and kind of stopped. When you get it snagged.
Favorite view.
And as soon as I saw it, and I'm telling you, I had it a mile off the side of the boat. All of a sudden, I was like, oh, here we go. Well, I started reeling it in, and I had no idea it was as big a walleye as what it was until I saw it next to the boat.
Yeah.
And I had this little dinky net. I'm embarrassed. I still have it in my garage as a keepsake.
The one with the green basket.
This was the last fish it ever netted, and it got hung up in the garage. But so my buddy Mike, I get the fish right to the side of the boat. Perfect situation for the net man, right?
Yeah.
Well, he's a rookie net man,
and
with a little net and a big fish, and he scooped, and this thing laid over the top of the
rig, like a board.
Over both sides, and rolled off back. And I was just like, my heart stopped, and I turned that fish. I kind of horsed it, and he scooped again, and we got it nose first, and it got in the net, boom, in the bottom of the boat. I mean, I'm freaking out, you know, just my heart's going.
Yep.
But so this slob is laying in the bottom of my boat. On its belly, like, you know how people put perch on the ice, and it's in there so fat that it doesn't even tip over. You couldn't even tip it over if you wanted to.
Right.
That's what this thing was. And I grabbed it from behind the gills with both hands, and that's when I knew. I was like, oh, my God, because I've felt a few big walleyes, right? And this was a giant. Well, it ended up being a 13-pounder.
Nice.
And we got a couple of quick pictures. I, you know, freaked out a little bit. And sure enough, the best part of it was feeling that big baby kick off my hand as she went back down, right? And I just sat there in my seat up in front of the boat. And we're the only boat on the lake, you know.
Right. Yeah,
it's cold. Freezing, yeah. Yeah, water temp was right down there, and it was cold. And for whatever reason, I just reached up and yelled up to the skies, "Thank you, Dad."
Yeah.
And I was all excited and fired up. Well, one of the buddies, my buddies I work with, Bean, we had Nextels back then.
Oh yeah.
So, so after I, you know, got my composure, yeah, whatever, I hit him on the Nextel and said, "Dude, it just happened," you know, because he was kind of part of my my hunt. Yes, yes. And so I let him know. Well, the next day at work, I don't know how it came up, but we were like, "Huh, I wonder what time I caught that fish." I said, "Oh, I beeped Bean, you know, a few minutes after I caught it. What time was it?" Well, it was 10:07 when I Nextel'd Bean, and my dad was killed at 10:03.
Wow.
And I tell you what.
10 years to the minute.
Dude. To the minute. Okay, so, you know, we've all caught these big fish.
Yeah.
Took a couple pictures, freaked out. You know, it's kind of time stands still, but flies by too. So you really wonder. I think that fish came in the boat right at 10:03.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget it. It's kind of getting me a little choked up right now thinking about it.
Yeah,
so
I've heard that story probably, you know, a dozen times, and it's a good story. I like hearing it every time because it is. And I know 10:03, you know, I know when your dad died, you know, because I've heard the story and it's good to memorialize him like that.
Yeah.
I got one more, and it made me think of it when you were talking about it. My dad recently passed away too. And 2 years ago, we were out fishing, and we posted this picture on our Facebook not too long ago. We're out jigging wrapping in the daytime, and we're catching walleyes, just some spikes, I mean, cigars, you know, but he's having a great time, right? Because he just, getting older, he just didn't get out there as much as he wanted to. So I said, "Yeah, let's go." It was kind of cold and windy that day. I said, "Yeah, let's go." I was thinking to myself, it's pretty windy out. But anyway, and to take him out and do all that stuff. But long story short on this one is I caught probably a dozen, and he's using a jigging wrap, which, you know, that's a little harder. And he's like, I can't get him. Well, he finally caught one, and I took a picture of it, and we put it on our Facebook. It had to be not much longer than the jigging wrap.
I know exactly which
and
one
that
you are.
Was perfect, you know, because the way he was just like, "This is awesome," to see how a 6-inch walleye can make someone happy. And it was a great
no moment. I love it. Hey, when you post this podcast, use that picture
when we leave. Make sure you send it to me again. I'm pretty sure I have it.
It's
but
on
I'll
Facebook
do it again.
If not, now you can screen cap it. Yeah. But yeah, I have it.
Yeah. That is awesome.
It is a good one.
Yeah, that's a good picture. Well, it's stuff like that really makes you know, remember the stories and I mean, that's what it's all about, right? It's all about the fishing, getting out and doing it. And, you know, we were just talking, we haven't been able to get out in the last couple weeks, and it's just killing us.
No, me and Josh's boys both play football.
Yeah.
All three of us coach these teams.
All three of us coach these teams, yep.
And it's football, and I love it.
Yep.
But, yeah, I need to figure out where I can get in a little more fishing.
Well, that's exactly why I went out with Nick last week. He's like, "Hey, Dad, you want to go fishing?" I go, "I don't have the boat ready." He goes, "Let's go from shore." I'm like, "And let's do it." We only had an hour, but let's go.
Look at that. It's a little fast forward, you know, to Brad and his dad and their fishing trips. There's now Nick saying, "Hey, Dad, you want to go fishing?" Yeah. Well, yes, I do. I somewhere I hope my son comes to me when he's an adult and says, "Hey, Dad, can we go fishing?"
Yeah, right, yeah.
I would love to, son.
Exactly.
Let's do it.
Yeah, no, that's true. But like you said, it's tough with all the football and the family and the, you know, daughters doing the cheerleading stuff, and you're running 50 different directions, and the poor boat's sitting there pretty lonely. So
Well, speaking of kind of lonely, I'm the only one not wearing all eyes gear.
I know.
You got a hat, a shirt. Mitch has got his hoodie on. I'm sitting here in a loser St. Louis Cardinals shirt. They got smoked. But, you know, I like the Rockies, but the Cards, you know, you got to root for them, or at least I do in my household. And boy, did they tank. Anyway, you know, the gear. So I had a guy come in two days ago at my work, and he's like, "Hey, I'm gonna order some of that gear. How do I do it?" I go, "What do you mean, how do you do it? You listen to our podcast all the time." I'm like, "We talk about it all the time." Go to our website, you know, and you can order it.
Right it's awesome, and we've had a lot of orders. I'm just surprised at how many people have you know, support us and order our stuff, and we've sent them all over Canada, you know, several to Canada, from California all the way over to New Jersey. I mean, just back and forth. And so go get your all eye stuff. It's awesome.
I've got a few buddies hitting me up. Like, they want the free
hat.
Well,
that's what gets me. Like, yeah. When do I get my all eyes hat? I'm like, when you put your credit card number in the slot, that's when you get it.
Yeah, like, we have a surplus of them just hanging out.
Yeah, guys, everything that we get from you guys, we order it when we get it from you. So we don't have a inventory or anything like that. We get exactly the color
you want. We got, like,
four shirts. Yeah, we got, like, four. Those are future giveaways.
Some towels.
You know, and then we get it, and we get it made, and we get it sent to you.
I tell you what, though, because we've talked about it, and I asked guys to write in their memorable fall fishing trip. Let's give away a towel and a decal for the best story.
All right, yeah, best fall story. Let's get the best fall story, and we'll give a towel and a decal.
So send that. Type it up to alleyesonfishing@gmail.com.
Yep.
Send it to us, and, you know, we'll give it till I don't know, a couple weeks.
Let's do it while it's still
Halloween. Boom.
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 Boom. In by Halloween.
Yeah, all right, so Halloween, towel and decal.
That's it.
All right. Sounds good.
Well, from everybody here at All Eyes on Fishing, I'd like to thank everybody for joining us. Make sure you keep following us on Facebook and sharing our stuff.
Instagram.
Hey, tell your friends. What's cool for us is all the new people that are listening to the podcast and the positive feedback we get.
Yeah.
So, share it with your friends.
We had 38 downloads of our last podcast from Australia.
Crazy?
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, that's just great to see all the different places that listen to
us. Yeah, like, if you guys can see, I mean, it's all over. We have, it's got to be like military bases or something.
I don't know. We had Holland, Germany, UK.
Japan.
Yeah, we've had a few from Japan. I mean, it's pretty cool to see, so.
Yeah.
Worldwide, baby.
That's right.
Worldwide.
All eyes. Yeah. I don't know if that's got to
read. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, hey, thanks for everything you guys do, and keep it coming.
Get out and fish.
That's right.
This has been All Eyes on Fishing. Thank you for joining us. Join us again next time, where we discuss all of your favorite fishing topics. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Check out our videos on YouTube or read our blog at alleyesonfishing.com. All Eyes on Fishing, leading you to the next level.